How to think to yourself, class 3. Let's review, shall we? What did we talk about in class 1? We talked about why it's so important to think about what you think to yourself and how important our thoughts are and how the way that we interpret the world and the way we interpret ourselves and the way that we think to ourselves determines ultimately the quality of our lives and how important it is to become aware of what you're thinking, how important it is to do a thought download, how important it is to work with a coach so you can eavesdrop on your own mind. In class 2, we talked about how exactly our thoughts create the quality of our lives by the emotions that each of those thoughts create in our lives. And the importance of understanding that you don't want to just change your thoughts to get new thoughts to, you know, try and spin new emotions, because it won't work if you don't believe the new thought. So you have to not only uncover what you're thinking and understand the effect of that current thinking, but then you have to decide what you want to believe and ease your way into believing new thoughts that'll create the emotions that you want to feel on a daily basis so you can have a higher quality of life, a more conscious life for yourself. In this class, we are going to talk about kind of the third component of our model, our self-coaching model, which is our behavior. It's the way that we act. It's the things that we do. It's the things that we create. When you think about your life, the only impact you will ever have, the only contribution you will ever make is the actions that you take, the things that you do. If you don't do anything in your life, you will make no contribution and you will have no impact. And what you do includes what you say, who you meet, who you talk to, what you create, the work that you do, whether you have children, how you raise those children. Every single thing that you do in your life is what creates impact. Now, be careful not to think that every single thing that you do in your life is your life, because it's not, right? We already talked about your thoughts really, I don't know about that hair. Your thoughts really create the emotions that you're experiencing and that quality of your life. That is not coming from your actions. That is not coming from the results that you create. That is coming from your mind. So don't be confused. So this is why my coaching and what I teach and my body of work will never be about holding you accountable and trying to control what you do. Because any type of coaching organization that is only focused on your behavior is missing out on the cause of your behavior, which is always your mind. Your mind will always direct your behavior. You can't do something without telling yourself to do it, without thinking to do it. And just because it's not conscious doesn't mean your brain isn't telling you to lift up your arm, to eat that thing, to say this to that person, to walk outside, to go work out, to play pickleball, right? If your brain doesn't say to do it with a thought, you're not going to do it. And if your brain doesn't say not to do something, you won't do it. You will do it. You will not do it, right? So by trying to control behavior, action, without understanding the mind-emotion connection, you end up working against your own self. It's like you start taking action against your own will. And this is why so many people, when they take action in the world, they can't do it consistently, it's not sustainable, and it's not effective, because they don't even realize that they're working against their own brain. They're working against their own mind to consistently take an action, and that'll wear you out. Your brain is so powerful, but when you work with your brain, when you manage your mind and work with your brain to create the fuel, which is the emotion that you need to take the action that you want to take, so many magical things happen. And here's where the true full circle moment will happen when you understand how everything works together to create the results that you want. When you understand that you have thinking that creates emotion, and then you take action that supports that thinking that you want to have, you create results at the effect of that thinking that then proves that thought, makes it easier for you to believe. It creates an entire cycle of mental strength and empowerment that helps you evolve and grow and make progress in your own life. I'll give you an example. If you were anything like me when I was younger in my 20s, I would have a thought, you're so fat and so ugly, you have to lose weight. And I would feel diminished and I would feel ugly and I would feel fat. And the action that I would take was one of that identity, was one that was associated with that self-image. And it was rebellion, and it was the action of someone who was mentally fat, who was mentally ugly. And I ended up just overeating and overeating and overeating. And I created this result of an overweight body and a negative attitude that just perpetuated that original idea. I was building evidence for the thought that I was fat and ugly and I had to lose weight and all of the ugliness that I had going on in my brain. When I changed that thought to, listen, you have a beautiful body, I didn't believe it. You are amazing, I didn't believe it. You are beautiful, couldn't get there. But when I changed it to, I have a body, I felt like a resounding peace and solidness and gratefulness. And from that place, I started to take better care of my body. I started to take better care of myself. I stopped abusing myself so much, because the abusing thoughts, you're fat and ugly and you need to lose weight and you have to lose weight because you're unacceptable the way you are, created this negative spiral in my life. And when I just changed it to, I have a body, I am here, I am present, I stopped doing all of those detrimental behaviors. And eventually I was able to change it to, I'm strong, I'm capable, I am beautiful. I got to the point where I could believe that and believe that about my body and not feel like I needed to punish it. And what happened was the result that I started to lose weight. And the result started to perpetuate this idea that I was in a body that was acceptable and it was okay. And it kept perpetuating the result that I wanted to have. And once I did it in weight loss, then I started to apply it to my relationships. Then I started to apply it to my business. Now I apply it to everything. And it seems so simple to be able to identify a thought that will create the emotion, that will generate the action, that will ultimately prove that thought true, to change anything you want to change in your entire life. So think about, I like to do what I call a behavioral audit on myself. I like to look at the actions that I'm taking that I like, the ones that I do consistently, that serve me, that bring me health, that bring me joy, that bring great things in my life, great results that then perpetuate that. So For some people, this is really challenging if they do a lot of procrastinating, or they do a lot of what we call buffering, and they do a lot of trying to escape, and they don't feel like they're taking a lot of action that is supporting the life that they want to evolve into. So one of the easiest examples for most of us is brushing our teeth or taking a shower or getting dressed. Like, these are all actions that most of us take that we feel good about. Now, there's always exceptions. Some of you don't brush your teeth. Some of you don't shower enough. Some of you don't put enough thought into what you're going to wear. So maybe that's not the perfect example for you, but You get the idea of picking something that you do on a regular basis consistently because of a thought in your mind. So if you think about brushing your teeth, what is the thought that you have that makes that relatively easy for you and feels like motivation for you to get out your toothbrush and brush your teeth? What is it? Excuse me. What is the thought? For some of us, it's like, I want to have healthy teeth. It's not negotiable. For some of us, it's, I don't like the film. I don't like the way my teeth feel. For some of us, it's, I'm a person who brushes their teeth every single day and flosses their teeth every single day, period. And it's just a thought that you do that generates the motivation. You go in, you brush your teeth. You don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to overcome anything to do it. You're not working against your own self. Now, if you had a thought, it doesn't matter if I brush my teeth, it's not important, you may create a different emotion, which would be like apathy or procrastination, right? And you may not show up and do that for yourself. Just notice the gentle difference. Think about something you don't do in your life. You don't, you know, prepare your lunch, or you don't clean up your room or whatever. What is the thought that's creating that inaction? There's thoughts that create actions, and then there's thoughts that create inactions. And it seems so simple, but it is so powerful to generate thoughts on purpose, that create emotions on purpose, that drive the actions that we want to take. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the things that you do, like as we do this behavior action audit, the things that we do in our life that we want to keep doing, the things that we do in our lives that we want to stop doing, and the things that we don't do yet that we want to start doing. Okay. And understanding that these actions that you take in your life are so important. They determine the results that you create, the impact that you have, the contribution that you make, the results you create. And so when you look at the actions you like, you want to perpetuate, you look at the actions you don't like, you want to stop, and then you want to create new actions for yourself, it all comes down to these three things that you need to know. What is the thought that will create the feeling that will generate the action in my life? So for me, a really good example of this is I recently got injured playing pickleball. And you guys know I'm obsessed with the sport pickleball. I love playing it. And I got injured because of the way I was doing my backhand. And I wasn't stretching. And pickleball is like, there's so much movement all over the place that if you don't stretch, especially at my age, I'm 50 years old, especially at my age, you can tweak something and that can mess you up and cause a lot of pain. So all of a sudden I had this thought, I don't want to be in pain. I want to take better care of myself. I want to be limber. I want to be healthy because I want to play pickleball. Now, before my thought was stretching isn't that important. I'm already pretty flexible. I'm already pretty strong. Stretching isn't as important as walking. Stretching isn't as important as working out. That one subtle difference to, I need to stretch in order to be fully healthy. I need to stretch in order never to get injured. I need to stretch in order to consistently play this sport that I love, changed everything. I've been doing yoga for 2 hours a day ever since I changed this thought. Now, the strategic byproducts of these thoughts are amazing. And this is an example of a thought that I didn't really sit down and consciously think through. It took an injury for me to create this thought for myself because I've been wanting to do more yoga. I used to do so much more yoga than I do now. But I hadn't really taken the time to do that. So what is it that you want to do more of? And what would you need to believe to generate that emotion in order to do it? Because once you start creating those results based on that new thought that you've created for yourself, you will start building the belief in that initial thought. Now, here's why that matters. When you build that initial thought and that belief in that initial thought, it becomes part of your programming. So for example, with like the toothbrush and like brushing your teeth, you don't really normally have to think too consciously about brushing your teeth. You don't have to have like some negotiation with yourself. Am I going to do it today? Do I have time? I don't know. Right? You're just like, this is what we do. This is what I'm going to do. And you just do it. And that's what you can do with all the activities and all the things you want to have be regular things in your life. Unfortunately, this is also the case with the things that you do that you don't want to do. Oh, it doesn't matter. I can eat that. Dessert is fine. I'm on vacation. It's Wednesday. It's Thursday. I've had a hard day. Whatever it is that's interfering with maybe your health goals. It doesn't matter if I stretch. I'm healthy anyway. I'm already flexible. Those were thoughts that were preventing me from having the body that I want to have in terms of my own flexibility in being preventative of injury. It took an injury for me to kind of go, okay, no more of this. I am unwilling to be injured, right? That's a thought. I'm unwilling to be injured creates so much motivation. It's like, I want to be healthy. I want to take care of myself. Okay. So what is it for you all? What are the things that you are currently thinking that are maybe creating procrastination, maybe creating buffering, maybe creating inaction in your life? Are you aware of the thoughts that are creating those? Now, you have to remember, you will direct all your behavior with your thoughts that you create, but you're always going to have to be overcoming this part of your brain that is primitive. The primitive part of your brain will always be there. Now, we have this primitive brain, and then we have kind of our grown-up brain over the top of it. We didn't replace it, unfortunately, right? It's like on top, they have to kind of negotiate with each other. Now, your primitive brain is the part of your brain that is always seeking pleasure, that is always avoiding pain, and that is always looking to exert the least amount of effort possible. This is a beautiful design. This is the motivational triad of our primitive brain. And for thousands of years, it helped us to stay alive and it helped us to survive. We'd move towards pleasure, away from pain, and we'd preserve and conserve our energy. But now we have our prefrontal cortex, we have our more evolved brain, and we have an environment that is not conducive to constantly seeking pleasure and avoiding pain and conserving energy. This is what so many manufacturers of so many products have leveraged in order for us to consume. It's like they've leveraged our primitive brain so we will consume pleasure and avoid pain and conserve energy. And that's why most of us end up not having the lives we want. The truth is, life is very, very easy now compared to how it used to be in terms of survival, okay? In terms of getting our physical needs met, in terms of being able to eat and be comfortable and be clothed and sleep and not get killed by a wild animal. Pretty amazing. This is just a little side note for us to like understand how easy our life is. I also love this show called Naked and Afraid. And I just watched this show and they basically take two people and put them in Africa or they put them in the desert naked and they have to survive for 21 days. And I can't remember exactly where this one location was, but the bugs were insane. And this woman was out there naked, right? There's no protection, no clothes protection. The bugs were literally just eating her, like consuming her flesh. She was covered in bug bites. And I was thinking about this in terms of like our primitive lifestyle. Like our ancestors had to deal with this kind of thing. They had to deal with, I hope I don't get eaten alive by bugs tonight. I hope I can find something to eat tomorrow. I hope that I can find water that doesn't kill me tomorrow. This was what we were dealing with in our brains, right? This is what our thinking was consumed with. So pleasure was the focus. There was so little of it. this is what we were trying to do, find some food and eat it and eat as much as we can of it and find some comfort. But now, as we're managing our brains, we have to understand that as we come up with new thoughts and new feelings, we are going to have to kind of do the opposite of that motivational triad, which means we're going to have to embrace the discomfort of our growth, of our evolvement. And so many times when we're trying to generate emotion to take action, we get confused because we're like, oh, I want to generate more softness, more kindness, more comfort. Nope. That is not going to do what we need to be able to do to take the action to get the result. If we are growing and evolving, we're going to have to generate emotions like courage, like excitement, like genuine motivation, grit, right? Think about courage. Courage allows for fear to be there. Right? So we have to overcome the fear. We have to overcome the struggle. We have to get on the other side of it. In order to do that, we have to generate emotion that will keep us moving through it. We don't want to generate emotion that's like, relax and be chill and be at peace when we're trying to grow. So when you think about the actions that you want to take, you have to think about also the obstacles that are going to be in the way of you taking those actions. So let me give you an example. If some of you, many of you struggle with procrastinating, you want to create a project for work, or you want to do, maybe you're a coach and you want to create a new blog post or a new podcast or a new booklet for your clients or your customers. And you have to know that immediately your brain is going to say to you, no, I don't want to do that thing. I don't want to sit down and record that podcast. I don't want to sit down and do this, you know, blog post or whatever. I just want to relax and find pleasure and avoid pain and avoid discomfort and conserve my energy. So I shall go watch Netflix. I'll go watch someone else living their life versus me creating content, which is going to be the opposite of what you want to do. So when you think about that, what emotion do you need? What emotion do you need to create? For me, 9 times out of 10, the emotion that I'm creating is determination. That's how I get over my own self. That's how I climb out of all of the obstacles that are above me to doing what I want to do. And the way that I create determination for myself is by focusing on who I want to be in the world and what I want to create and how I want to serve. And when I say there is a client somewhere that needs my help, that is suffering needlessly, and I need to get this information to them, thought like that will create so much determination for me. This will take me an hour and could change someone's life forever. That creates determination for me. You have to figure out, and you have to use your creative mind to figure out, what do you need to think and believe to create that emotion that will get you to take the action that you want to take in your life. And most of the action that you're going to take that is going to create a long-term lasting result for you is going to require for you to generate emotions like courage, determination, motivation, grit, that you maybe don't have practice creating. Maybe you haven't had practice creating before. And so you're going to have to test out which thoughts work the best for you. And also, you must be aware of the thoughts that prevent the action that you want to take. And many times what will happen is when you're evaluating your thought, feeling, action process, you won't be able to evaluate it until after it's over. And this is unfortunate, but this is kind of the beginning phase of it. So basically, you won't write the blog post. You won't go work out. You won't eat the healthy food that you wanted to eat. Or you'll overeat something that you didn't want to eat. And usually, you can't figure that out while it's happening. Most of the time, you'll figure it out afterwards. But no matter what that is, any behavior that you have in your life that you don't want to be taking, you just evaluate it after for what was the thought, what was the feeling, what was the action. And you will start to uncover thoughts like, it doesn't matter. I don't really care about this. This isn't going to make that big of a difference. One, fill in the blank, won't matter. Today was a tough day. And your brain will feed you literal garbage thoughts that seem to be letting you off the hook, that seem to be letting you be kind to yourself and nice to yourself and easy on yourself. And it's not to say that there aren't times when that is warranted, but most of the time when we're not getting the results we want in our lives, when we're not creating and acting in the way that we want, is because we're letting those thoughts run the show. And those thoughts are coming straight from our primitive brain that thinks we just need to lay and cuddle in the cave. And so when we can generate emotion that helps us get over our primitive brain, that's when we are at our most evolved humanness, when we're using our prefrontal cortex. The way that we do it is by deciding what we're going to think, feel, and do, and sticking to that no matter what. It's very different than just deciding what we'll do. That is not sustainable because you're working against your own brain. But when you have something that you want in your life and you think about it in a different way, you think, what am I going to think and feel and do in order to get that done? That is when your life will change. So I want to work with you all on this today. I want to talk you through some of the examples of things that you want to do in your life. But I'll give you an example of, for me, creating a business, creating content for my students. And knowing that that's not going to be easy. That's not just going to be something that I'm going to really be motivated and inspired to do all the time. I mean, I'm at like 400 and something podcasts. Not every single time am I super excited to do a podcast, but because I'm committed to my client, I'm committed to the end game. I'm committed to seeing myself as a teacher, as someone that offers help to the world and makes a contribution. And I think those thoughts on purpose and consistently, I feel a sense of determination. I feel a sense of service. I feel a sense of confidence around doing those things. And because I have those emotions, I do my work. I decide ahead of time that I'm going to do it. And I don't acknowledge my primitive brain during that time, because my primitive brain will always tell me just to relax. It will always tell me not to do it. It'll always tell me it doesn't matter. It'll always tell me I've done enough, on and on and on and on and on. And I don't listen to that part of my brain. I listen to the part of my brain that I decided ahead of time to complete this so I could serve the world in my small way. And that is one of the most important things that I want to teach you through this class, is what you think to yourself has to be a conscious decision. Your brain's going to think without you. Your brain will produce thoughts with or without you. I want it to be with you. I want you to decide what to think. I want you to be conscious about what you think. I want you to decide what you want to do with this one precious life that is yours. What are the activities? How do you want to show up in your relationships? How do you want to show up with yourself? How do you want to show up for your body? How do you want to show up for your career? Making those conscious decisions by not just what you're doing, but what you think, feel, and do will have you create the life you want. You will end up being so much more disciplined. You will end up being so much more in love with yourself. And here's why. Because when you tell yourself you're going to do something, you will actually do it. And there's nothing more great to build trust in a relationship with yourself than honoring your word to yourself. One of the ways that I like to talk about this is like your ability to obey your higher brain, your ability to obey yourself, to do the things you most want to do, to get the results you most want to create, to make the contribution you most want to create in your life. That is what this model that I'm teaching you is all about. So we've talked about this process of how we manage our own mind by consciously creating our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And we've talked about how the results we create are always going to prove and strengthen our belief in that thought. And in our next session, we're basically going to pull it all together. And we're going to practice putting these in a model, in some blank lines, so you can see how to write this out for yourself or how a coach can take you through this process. Because when you understand what you think, you understand how that creates your feelings, you understand how that creates your action, and how that applies to every single thing in your life, there's nothing you won't be able to do. I usually tell everyone at the beginning that there's only five things in the world that you ever have to know how to manage. Only five things. But I decided to wait and just start with thoughts first, because all of the other five things are completely affected in so many ways by the way we think. And it's the one area that I don't think we've been taught enough about. So the five things are the circumstances out there in the world that we have no control over, the neutral facts of our lives. That's the first thing, circumstances. The second thing is our thoughts. We already know about those, and we have thoughts about our circumstances. And then we have our feelings, which are created by our thoughts. And then we have the actions that are driven or not driven by the way we feel. And then there's the results that we create. When I go through this model, you'll be able to see that any problem in your life, anything you want to create in your life, anything in the world that you want to work on fits beautifully into this elegant model. And now that you know all the piece parts to it and you understand kind of the rules around it, you understand that thoughts are usually unconscious and there's 60,000 of them and you got to become conscious of them. And then you have to understand that your thoughts create your feelings, but you don't want to necessarily change all your thoughts because life is 50-50. And you want to be able to feel both sets of emotions on purpose, but just consciously. And then that third piece where you can start to really build up your fuel for your own actions in your life, the results you can create will blow your own mind. Some of the results that I've created in my own life are I no longer overeat foods that I used to have no control over. I no longer overdrink alcohol that I had no control over before, like literally no control over controlling it. And now I do. And now I'm at complete peace with it. I have such better relationships. I have such a healthier weight. I have such a better relationship with myself. And I've been able to create a very successful business that blows my own mind in terms of how much money I've been able to make and how many lives I've been able to impact, all because I understand how to think to myself in order to feel at the highest quality of life and to motivate myself to do the things I want to do. So if you are on this call and you want to be coached on behaviors that you want to start doing, or you want to be coached on behaviors that you want to stop doing, or you want to be coached on generating emotion that keeps you from doing something that you consistently do, raise your hand and I'm going to coach you on that today. It is important that you have listened to all these calls so you understand the thought, feeling, action connection whenever we're trying to change or start or eliminate a behavior. Tell me, what are we doing? What do we want to do, or what do we want to stop doing?
I think I'm kind of like a crossroad right now.
Okay.
I've had a bike accident 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I really, really got scared because I went into unconscious, and well, anyway, since 2 weeks, my life kind of like changed so much, but I was in full launch of trying to launch my coaching activities, and because of that bike accident, I kind of like stopped everything.
Okay, what was the thought?
I'm not taking care of myself in this. I need to stop.
Okay,
And I did, I stopped. I took care of myself. My feet is getting much better. Like health wise, I'm doing much better. Mm-hmm. But now I'm at that moment where I'm like, I'm afraid to go back into launching because it seems like I'm unable to take care of myself on that path.
Okay. So let's talk about, I'm unable to take care of myself.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Is that a thought you want to consciously have? Now notice, and I want everyone listening to notice, she presents a thought that she made up as if it's just the truth, right? I'm unable to take care of myself in that way. Is that true? Do we want to think that? Is that a thought you want to keep? Or is that, do we want to do a new one? Is it an excuse or is it something that is legit? Tell me.
I think it feels true because it was true in the past.
Okay.
It is less and less though, because more and more when I see I'm going down that road, I'm kind of like stopping myself and being like, mm-hmm. Hey, no, like I don't want to go there anymore.
Yeah.
But I still haven't managed to kind of like live a life in which I feel like I'm taking care of myself and launching my activities because again, like I stopped now.
So the way that I handle thoughts like this is, for me, taking care of myself is evolving in to the most progressed version of myself. And we can take care of ourselves while we're growing, while we're evolving, while we're going to that next step. So one of the things that we can do is when we look at a thought like, am I taking care of myself? We have to define what that means so we can evaluate whether it's true. Because just because something feels true, listen to me, you all, just because something feels true doesn't mean it's a thought you want to keep thinking. It depends on what you ultimately want. Do you want to launch your business?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you want to launch your business. Is that part of taking care of yourself? I don't know. What is taking care of? How do you define that, taking care of yourself?
I think it's actually living, like allowing myself to live a life, like as me, as a woman, as Aurora.
Yeah.
And also serving those women that I want to help.
Mm.
Okay. And now.
So launching your business is part of taking care of yourself.
Yes. I think. The manual that I have used to launch until now is where I have a problem because every time I'm starting to go out there, or at least that I think I'm going out there, that's where I crash. And literally I crashed with the bicycle 2 weeks ago.
Right. But that's not because you were launching your business.
It's because of what I'm thinking when I'm launching.
But I mean, you crashing your bike is not because you're launching your business, or are you making those the same thing?
I think I saw myself being really into this energy that was like really anxious and stressed, and I hadn't been sleeping enough. Mm-hmm. And so I made it mean at least that because I fell was because I was anxious and tired and I lost my attention.
Okay. So notice this, when you have the thought, I crashed my bike because I was launching my business.
Not serving.
How do you feel?
Guilty.
Guilty. And your action is going to be like, put the brakes on the business because that's what caused my bicycle accident. And so now you just made that up in your head though. That's just a choice you can make. You could also decide that the reason you crashed your bike was because, tell me exactly what happened when you crashed your bike.
I lost the control of the bike. Like I was on a turn in a downhill and I just lost control.
You just lost control of the bike on the bike, which happens sometimes when you're riding a bike.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I traveled 11,000 kilometers. I never fell. And then that moment, 500 meters from the house, I fall.
Yeah. What if you didn't make that mean anything? What if you just had a bike crash? It has nothing to do with you launching your business, has nothing to do with how much sleep you were getting, has nothing to do with that. The reason why I'm asking you that is because that's a choice that you're presenting yourself, your current thought that, oh, the reason I crashed my bike is because I was launching my business, is going to make it very difficult for you to go back to launching your business, because we're probably going to crash another bike or crash in some other way.
Yeah.
So you just have to be very conscious about what you want to believe. And you could tell yourself, I'm going to launch this business in a way that takes care of me. And I'm going to learn how to manage my anxiety. And I'm going to learn how to sleep better. And I'm going to learn how to care for myself. But I'm not going to connect launching my business to crashing my bike, because then all I'm going to want to do. So what have you been doing? What's been your activity since you crashed your bike?
Well, I was recovering on my foot. So I was like, yeah, recovering, but also like,
no. What does that look like, recovering?
So I was going much slower. Mm-hmm. And so I was, I would say like riding much more, reading, playing more music because I could move less. Mm-hmm. And that actually felt really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And discovering more Portugal as I'm going around Portugal now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really good connecting with some people, getting to know people, like local people from Portugal. At the end, like as on a human point of view, it's been really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, now I love that I took a step back for those 2 weeks now,
mm-hmm.
but I want to get back to launching. But now I'm like, I'm scared.
Right. Because you've told yourself that launching means crashing. Now, here's what's interesting. You hurt your foot, but that doesn't mean you had to stop working.
No.
You didn't, no. Right? And when you're working, it doesn't mean you have to stop seeing Portugal and stop meeting people and stop writing and stop enjoying it. You've in your mind, you've created this thought that makes you feel guilty and afraid, and then you don't take action versus, oh, this is so interesting. I can ride bikes and have a hurt foot and launch my business and have friends and connect and sleep. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I can learn how to manage my mind, and I can learn how to manage, you know, what's going on for me in terms of anxiety. I can find the thoughts that's causing that without throwing it all completely away. Now, if you're thinking like that, that feels to me, based on what you've said, like more self-care, because you're taking care of your emotional needs, but you're also taking care of your career needs, which it sounds like is important to you. And right now you're neglecting your career needs because your foot is hurt, which makes no sense.
No. I mean, it makes no sense. And in a way it does, in the way that I was like, I need to take a step back to figure it out how to actually, like, I keep on believing I will launch. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just, now I'm just like, I don't know how, because. Right.
But just notice, it's just one thought after another thought after another thought that you have to decide whether you want to think. This is like class one, you guys. This is downloading all those thoughts. I don't know how. This is too hard. I'm going to crash again. This isn't working. I need more time to take care of myself. It's all nonsense. All of it is nonsense. It's going to create the result you don't want, which is not taking care of yourself.
Well, now I've been taking care of myself. So I'm like, I'm ready to move forward.
You haven't been taking care of yourself in terms of your career.
No. And that's.
So be careful with how you are setting yourself up, because watch this back. The way you presented the scenario, the only solution is not launching, because then you're going to crash again and mm-hmm. you got to take care of yourself. But what I'm offering is the thought that the only way you can take care of yourself is if you launch. And learn how to manage yourself while you're launching. That's the ultimate in self-care. It's not, I'm going to launch and crash and cry and not sleep and be in anxiety, or I'm going to write and travel and enjoy Portugal, right? It's how do we integrate those things? Right now, your thoughts have them separated. And that's why you're not taking action. But if you had a thought, in order to take care of myself, I need to take some action towards launching every single day, that's a new thought you could try. This crash and where I'm at with my health right now does not prevent me from creating my work to help the people in the world. That's part of what I want to do. You see the difference in the thinking?
I do.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm hosting an event on April 22nd. It's a beautiful curated experience called Mandalas and High Chai. So it's a very unique experience. And the thing is, I'm having a hard time convincing people to come. So what I mean by that is I have two people signed up. I'm hoping to have 20.
Okay.
I have less than 2 weeks. Belief is nobody's coming. People don't want it.
Okay, so when you believe nobody's coming, people don't want this, how do you feel?
I feel discouraged. Mm-hmm. I feel like giving up. I feel like maybe I have it all wrong. Maybe people don't care for this experience.
Okay, how do you want to feel over the next 2 weeks?
Determination. I was listening to what you said earlier. The emotions I need to generate are courage to move forward with this.
Yeah.
Determination.
Yeah.
Excitement.
So what would you be doing? What's the action that you want to be taking in order to fill up this event with 20 people?
That's where I feel like I get stuck because
the platform. There's another thought, my friends.
Yes.
Do you hear these thoughts?
Yes. Yes.
You're not stuck. What are the actions you need to take to fill it up?
I need to do more posts on Instagram.
Okay.
I need to reach out personally to certain women who I think would be able to come or would appreciate an event like this.
Okay.
And then that's where I feel like, but I've tried all of that. Well, not reaching out privately to people, but I've been posting.
Oh my gosh. I've been posting on Instagram. Why am I not rich yet? Come on. Give me a break. Come up with 25 things that would make it, if you did all 25 of those things, for sure there'd be 20 people at that event. Now, this is kind of how we handle action, right? We think about what are all the actions that I need to take in order to make my result inevitable? And then what would I need to feel in order to do that? Determined. You don't have to feel determined to put a post on Instagram. Anyone can hide behind Instagram. That is such low level activity. What is reaching out to people, calling people, talking to friends of friends, really creating some risk in your own life to take a chance to expose other people to this event that you have, to make it more irresistible, right? Yeah. That is the work that you need to do. But as long as you're sitting around going, well, I'm stuck and nobody's going to come and I don't believe this will work. There's no risk in that for you. You don't have to use courage or determination. I'm going to go to a Instagram blog today or a post today. No, come on. Reaching out individually, and that's just one of 50 more things. If you really want to get this event filled up with 20 people, right? And you only have two, you got to 10 times that. You got to take 10 times more action. And in your mind, when you tell yourselves, this is so many of you, I've already tried that. I did this. Nothing's working. Nobody wants. When you hear your brain do that, that's, I want to avoid pain. I don't want to exert myself. I want to conserve. But when you tell yourself, I can do this and I will do this no matter what, I got to use my creative mind to come up with thoughts that will serve my energy to take the massive action, right? What's the action you need to take to make the result inevitable? That's your work, my friend.
That is brilliant.
Okay. Exactly. Get it done.
What I needed to do. Yes. Okay. Let's go.